Four, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. This is an oral interview with Mr. Martin
Gross.
Martin Yoskovitz of 12 Bennett Circle, Lynn. We're going to talk with him about his life story, how he lived, where he came from, and what happened to him, and his experiences here in Lynn. Mr. I'm going to call you Martin instead.
Yeah,
it's easier.
Yeah.
Martin, can you remember, what is the earliest that you can remember as a child, let's say when you were 5 or 6 years old?
Yeah.
Tell me, what kind of family did you have?
Yeah.
What town did you live in? Go ahead.
Yeah, when I am old, 4 or 5 years, happened in the city a fire.
How do you spell it?
A fire, you know, a fire. It's other bit here, it's fire.
Yeah, a fire.
The whole, the whole city.
Yeah.
The whole city.
What city did you come from?
Finnepol.
What city?
Voshchava.
Voshchava.
Voshchava?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a city.
Yeah.
A city.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. There was a fire in the city.
Yeah. Up my gemisch.
In English.
Yeah. In English. My father and the mother. It's going to be to live in the city. Up my gemisch in the country. Moving the country.
Yeah.
My father is a shoemaker. In the country, after you can make a little living.
What town? What town was it?
What town this is gewesen? This is 19.
What town?
Yeah. This is a dorp, as a country.
Yeah, well, what's the name?
What is the name this is gewesen? Zarze.
Tatsa. Okay, Tatsa.
Yeah.
And this was in Poland, right?
Poland, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. After we lived over there and about 3-4 years in the country. And the children, before the children in the house, the children in growing up, said the mother, some father, process the moving back, some aufgebaut. Back the city, the mother and father, man darf the kinder lernen, you know, about to teaching the kinder in Yiddish in schools in Heide. Then we came back and we dort, man bewohnt sich in ein Stiefel, man gewählt, vor children and father.
Brothers and sisters?
Yeah,
how many brothers?
Two brothers and two sisters.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And as I in the living, but started to go in the Heide, in the Jewish Heide, and was aufgewachsen.
Wait! Don't go so fast now.
No.
Let's go back a minute. You were a little boy.
Yeah.
And you went to
Heide. Excuse me. You have already the recorder on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play. Martin, let's go back to your early childhood and tell me what school you went to, if you had any experiences, what your father did for a living. Go ahead.
I started to go in Heide, in the Jewish Heide. The English, aber Polish, aber Russisch is the Russian. Hat mich gegeben, die Möglichkeiten, nur kein Heide. Also immer aufgewachsen, alt geworden, 10 Jahre. Der Vater noch sehr rich, hat mich gekannt, mir gegeben, everything, what I needed.
What did your father do?
A Schuhmärke.
He was a Schuhmärke?
Schuhmärke.
And your mother stayed home.
Yeah, mother stayed home. Yeah.
Take care of the family.
Yes, she did take care of the family. Yeah. Six person.
So you lived in a big city.
No, not a big city, like Lynn. A city. Yeah, smaller city.
And your father was a shoemaker for himself?
He's a shoemaker in the house.
He
came in Polish people, so he gave him the...
And it was a very Orthodox house?
Orthodox, a bed. And Orthodox every day, going in the morning, in the afternoon, going in school, on Saturday. And the children growing up, I am 10 years old.
So wait a minute, before you attend, did you experience...
No, I told you, I'm not school.
No. Any anti-Semitic experiences that you had, Polish children beat you up or...
Yeah, we live together with the Polish people.
Yeah.
Yeah. This house is Jewish, not the house is Polish. Mm. And in some houses, the Polish houses, we live together.
Did you have any trouble with the Polish children?
No. Sinisch anti-Semitisch, no. Mm. The big city, Warschau, Lodz, gewesen a different story. Dort gewesen anti-Semiten, ein Deckis, Kadeckis. Aber in the smaller cities, then they nicht gewinnen, they giving good, the Polish people. Yeah.
So now you're 10 years old.
Yeah. I'm 10 years old, and my father hat mich gehend, a Forderung zu mir gegeben, close, mit Heeding.
The only education that you had was in the Cheder.
The Cheder, dort so. So that's not school, not Polish school, not Russian school.
Yeah.
And I go to another, my father, einer wollen wohnen mit dem Vater together. You know, my father is a difference.
Yeah.
I go to another, it's a friend, the father's friend, he started there to learn shoemaker.
Oh, so you went as an apprentice?
Yeah. Huh? He started to
learn. A learning.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I started to work. And after, only years later, I met myself a poor shoes. I buy me something else. And after come to 12, 13 years old.
You lived at home all this time?
Yeah, I live in the home. I come home sleeping. I when the boss get me money, I get to the mother.
Yeah.
She needed for the family.
Yeah.
I got the youngest two sisters.
Yes.
And
were you the oldest brother?
No, I be an older brother for me.
Older brother.
Yeah. He worked the same, but another shoemaker. In the money I bring home to the mother, not every week like here, every month, every 3 months.
Yeah.
And after, come in 1914, come the war, mm-hmm. You know, Germany.
How old were you then?
14 years.
You were 14 years in
1914? 1914, yeah. I'm born 1900.
All right. Go ahead.
After when comes the war, the bosses got the material to make the shoes, aber the boots. And the Germany they taking everything away. And I say, giving very, very hot in the city. Supposed to go in the country with the father to make a little money, to living for the family.
You and the whole family went, or just you and your father?
No, just me and my father going in the country.
A small town.
Like work for the Polish people, boots, and hiring everything, so they can make a living.
Yeah.
You know, so we had a hard time in the city to buy bread, but to buy potatoes. So everything, I know my father is a shoemaker, going in the country. If had the war, he take a little flour, a little potatoes, a little money. He make me just a living. Too much and not...
How about your older brother? Where did he go?
He worked by somebody.
Oh, yes. Somebody else.
Yeah, somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he's the living. And it's not too good. I am 18 years old. Germany mit Russian the war, it's finished 1918.
18, right.
Yeah. The Polish people started to fight with Germany and with Russian. So before, it belonged to Poland, Polish-Russian, heißt es. Russian hat gesucht, this is Polen-Russisch. Mit 100 years before, it belonged to Poland.
Let's go back a minute, Martin.
Yeah.
For 4 years, yeah?
Yeah.
You and your father worked in a small town.
Yeah, yeah.
And you lived there all week.
Yeah.
And you came home.
I came home on Saturday, Friday.
Right,
yeah, I came home with my father. I was dressed, yeah. I'm going to wash up. I'm going and shoot.
Yes. Yeah. And who did you live with in the small towns? With a Yiddish family or a non-Yiddish family?
The small town, no, just Polish people.
Polish people. So you lived with a Polish family?
Yeah, I worked with the Polish family. Four years in the week. And Friday, the father come to home with me.
Yeah.
And bring a little money, a little flour, that to make a living for the family, you know.
How long was the work day? How many hours a day did you work?
How many hours? Never been six to six, like this.
From six to six?
Yeah.
And you made the whole shoe yourself, or you just did part of it? What did you do? The shoes. You were a shoe.
My father buy it in the city, material.
Leather.
Yeah, leather. Small leather and big leather, and buy it. Is the Polish people give him the money.
Yeah.
The father buy it, goes in the stitching room, and they make the ready and work. I help my father. And
yes.
I go in the city, in the country, with my father.
Yeah.
I helped my father.
Why couldn't he do that himself at home? Why couldn't he do that?
I'm young. Who is the father?
Your father.
It's a better way for a father. When he worked in the country, the Polish people wouldn't see what he made.
Yes.
You know, he wrote a good material.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Come to my house, I won't see what he gave me.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a better gewesen. We finished the work. We finished the Arbeit.
Yes.
And we gave all the flowers, potatoes, what father needed in the house, what the mother.
And, I see. And then you came home when you were 18. You came back.
I am old, 18.
Yes.
The Polish governor take me into the war.
In the army?
The army.
Oh. That was when Poland was fighting with Germany in 1918.
With Russian.
With Russia.
The Polish people taking back the ammunition
in the
Germany.
Yes.
They started fighting with the Bolsheviks.
With the Russians.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were taken into the Polish army when you were 18?
18, yeah.
All right. And do you remember what way you fought, what you did? What cities?
About city? I take in nach Posen. That's where belong before Posen is a good country. Belong before to Germany.
Yes.
In other day, I mean, it's getitched in Martin's geschickt in fire.
Did you go to Ukraine?
Yeah. Okay. I come back bis 1920. I went to look up in Russian, Polish soldiers fight with Russian, and about 3 months pushed back. After, I'm pushed bis Warsaw.
The Russians pushed the Polish back.
Polish bis Warsaw. Warsaw, before Warsaw, another 10 miles before Warsaw.
Yeah.
kamen die Generals von Amerika, die Generals von England, die Generals von Frankreich. Sie haben uns geteacht. Sie haben die polnische Generals geteacht, was sie zu machen. Sie haben gegeben Money zu den russischen Generals, also an Teufel. So, als Polish, Polen soll gewinnen die Wahl.
Did you experience any anti-Semitism when you were in the army?
No. Sometimes the Polish soldiers, you are a jit, but not too much. Just as they're stupid boys. I'm just
so you were in the infantry, or you were what in the cavalry, the infantry?
Yeah. Okay, it's finished. The war had finished 1920.
Yeah.
1920, I am old. The 20 years, the Polish people put me back home, home of vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Vacation. When you come 21, I call you back. I'm home 1 year. I work by somebody. I'm 20 years old. I can make me a pair of shoes alone, boots, everything.
Did your older brother have to go in the army too?
The eldest brother, no.
Older brother,
No. Just
he,
me.
He
just
stayed.
Me. Yeah,
with the family.
He is in the home with the family.
With the family.
Yeah.
After
in the home 1 year, I worked for somebody, by a boss. I know 20 years I can work. I can work good. After Polish people come back. Come back home. He was 20 years old. Was that going back to the army?
Yeah.
And they put me to the Granitz, the Russian Granitz.
The frontier, yeah. The Russian frontier.
Yeah.
That way you went.
Yeah. After I went over there, maybe 2 years. After sending to home, it's not for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Come back home.
So you served in the army till you were 18. Then they let you go home.
I the soldiers was 1920, 2 years.
2 years.
And after 2 years, after I am out, 21, send me back.
Sent you back when you
were
21.
Letter, come back.
Yeah.
To the soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
This was 1923.
23.
After he finished, I am supposed to go before home. Because the Polish people, not too much soldiers, she sent me home.
So you were 4 years in the Polish army.
Yeah.
Right?
After I come home, I started working by somebody. I make a nice living. After the war is there differences, not too much clothes, not too much boots, not everybody got busy, you know. After I started, I got with Mädler, out with girls.
Uh-huh. Yiddish Mädler.
Yiddish, no. Yiddish Mädler.
Yes.
And she gave it for the Mädels, for the Mädler in the Polen, as a boy, after you finished the soldiers, you know.
Yes.
Can they be married? After 1925, I am married with a girl.
You married your first wife?
Yeah, the first wife.
Was she around from the same city?
Yeah. Well, the same city I lived over there 1 year. After I moved in a big city, half in another 3-4 hours with the train.
What was the name of the city?
Bending.
Bending. Now let's see if we can. We are continuing the conversation. Yeah. And Martin, you just got married.
Yeah. So I am married. I live in the city with harder not one city. I make a living.
Oh, you've
done.
Thank you, that's fine.
Then
you're a shoe worker.
Yeah, a shoe worker. Yeah.
And you're still working with your father?
Yeah, my father, with another father, mit dem Grandvater mir geholfen, helped me. I take one room. Take one room and over there in the room. I live over there and I walk over there. And after, people said to my wife, better to move in a big city. It's more work, it's more money. Father war is better. And we moved. Four hours. Bend.
Yes.
And over there I take two rooms. Then I walk over there in the rooms for myself. Make shoes, I make boots, a piron, you know, I make a better living by we in the home.
What did you sell these shoes to, these boots?
Common peoples and I make for the people's shoes. For the children, for the husband, for the wife.
Made them to order.
Yeah, order. I go to the stitching room. I order this and this make me and this. I have to come home and make the shoes. The people's coming, they pay for the shoes and everything. Not a better living before.
Yes.
In 19...
Did your wife help you?
No. She's in the bottom. Mm-hmm. After come the child.
Baby came?
Yeah, after 26, the first child.
Mm-hmm.
And
was it a boy or a girl?
A girl.
Girl?
Mm-hmm. And after I gave more expenses, everything with the child, you know. The other child, I bought and make a nice living over there. Better be in the small city. After comes the other child, comes a boy. Comes in 1928.
Mm-hmm. In 1928,
yeah.
You had two children.
Yeah.
You're still living in the same city.
In the same city, yeah. The same rooms.
In the same two rooms.
After I move another place.
Yeah.
Bigger, coming two children, you know. Bigger rooms, two rooms. In one room is a kitchen. I work in the kitchen. The other room is the children and everything.
Yeah.
After 1928 comes the second boy as a boy. 1930 comes another girl.
1930. You're still working for yourself?
Yeah, myself. So everybody, shoemakers and tailors, everything for ourselves, the better.
And were you go to synagogue? You were Orthodox?
Yeah, every Friday. Yeah. In the morning, I go on the shoe, in the morning, 6 o'clock. I come home, I eat the breakfast, and it's adults in the work, bis in the afternoon, I go to Mincha, you know.
Yeah.
To Mincha, yeah.
In the afternoon.
It's Friday, I clean my work, and I go in the bath, I make me clean.
You stop what, noontime Friday, is that it?
Time, 4 o'clock. Summertime is 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
In wintertime is smaller the day. I stop 2 o'clock.
So you went to synagogue two times a day?
Two times, in the morning and the afternoon. Yeah.
And Friday you stopped early?
Oh, Friday, really? Yeah, I go in the school Friday, yeah.
Went to Spitzburg?
Yeah, I go to the Spitz, yeah. After go in the school, after come home, ask me eat supper. Smaller fish, a bigger fish.
Yeah.
Enough. In the life. After 32, I got another girl. Four children.
Four children?
Yeah.
Let's go back a minute. You have four children by 32 and you got married in
1926. Yeah.
So by 1932, your first child was 5 years old, 6 years old.
Yeah.
All right. So what happened? You go to school?
Yeah. The school, the Polish people, sent a letter, put the girl, the first girl in the school.
She has to go to public school?
Yeah. Public,
Not Heider, but public school.
Not public school. Heider is a different. When they come home, when the children come home at 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, Come a teacher and teach them Jewish.
Yes.
Yeah. Every
was
child
it a
is
big Jewish population in the city?
Oh, yeah, about 16, 70,000. Yeah.
It's a Yiddish Shtut.
A Yiddish Shtut. Yiddish Shtut.
And was there a good relationship between
this place? The city is very big. In the street, the city, Polish people who lived there 3 hours. Stores.
Yeah.
The Polish people got 3 or 4 stores, yes. One store, the other all Jewish.
The rest of the stores were Jewish?
Yeah.
All this.
A nice city.
And what kind of industry was there?
Oh, well, in the city, very good. There was a rich man, Fistenberg, is his name. Big millionaire.
What kind of business did
he got? He make in the factory, he make zinc. I don't know what this is in zinc in English. Steel mill. Yeah, steel and zinc.
And zinc.
Yeah. The plumbers need in this too. The pipes.
Yes.
You see, after is a big a rich man. He take in every places from home pole. He take the Eisen.
Steel?
Yeah. Steel and Eisen, everything, yeah. Everything in Mecca is a big millionaire. He take off from home Poland from all Eisen.
Was Jewish home.
Jewish, yeah.
Was there any clothing industry there?
Clothing,
shoe factories?
Shoe factories, not too much. No. I mean, the tailors. Every tailor take the material by the big by boss, he come to home, he make, every day he make the clothes. 3 clothes, 4 clothes, he pick back, he take money.
They were like contractors.
Yeah, contractors.
Mm-hmm. And were there a lot of synagogues in that city?
Oh, yeah.
What was the name of the rabbi? What's for a rabbi, don't give
it? Oh, a big rabbi. Yeah. A big rabbi. Yeah.
Okay,
never mind. Sorry. A big rabbi.
But don't worry about it.
Just one rabbi in one school for the city.
They have a yeshiva too there, no?
Yeah, they have a yeshiva. Yeah, they learned. The religious the religious peoples,
yes.
You got separate schools.
Was religious schools, Talmud Torahs.
Yeah, not separate.
Now what kind of synagogue did you go to?
I go in the city.
Ashista Shishul or the Schneider Shishul?
No. Everybody was a big, the Gemeinde. Yeah. You know, Gemeinde got a big shul. Yeah. Everybody can go over there. Mm-hmm. Work is not work is, but the relegation got really separate and wanting.
On the sisters got their own shulchala?
They got not too much, but they got a nine, yeah.
One second, please.
Yes.
Die Separat gewesen, ist ein Bäckerverein gewesen, die Bäcker haben gerade auch getauft, Arminien haben gedammt, you know, Separat.
Yes.
Dort haben wir schon, just dort, er macht ein Kiddisch every day, every Saturday, you know. The difference. Sie gewesen not rich people, haben sie gemacht. Sie gewesen, es Saturday, not bad at all. It's a holiday, nobody walks, everybody is happy, and they got going in the school. They come home, and see a big supper, see a small supper, everybody is happy. Yeah.
All right.
So better be here.
Were the Zionists active? Zionists, did you know there's any Zionists?
What do you mean the Zionists?
You know the Zionists. You know what a Zionist is? They went to Israel.
Uh-huh.
The Zionists.
Aha, the Zionists. The Zionists. The Zionists. The Zionists. The Zionists. The Zionists.
The
Zionists. The Zionists. The Zionists.
Yes.
Yeah. Never a shul, in never a temples. in the rich people's every month on the Kering Emes. And so the Kering Emes and they put the Geld in Israel and they over there on the Bayet in the Arabs on the Bayet land.
The land, yeah.
And so they aufgebaut Kibbutzen and land, Häuser gebaut, all the Kering Emes.
Martin, did you belong to any clubs or organizations?
I belonged in a club after I married. The name Handwerker.
Handwerker.
You know, belonged to the Hamburger gewesen, Friedhof, a paar tausend Handwerker, wie Schumbeckers gewesen, Tischlers, Bäckeries, Butcheries, everybody belonged to the Handwerker. You know. It's an organization.
It's like a union.
A union, belong over there, some big bosses, tailors, everybody. Some got the small pay.
Is there a trade union?
Some small pay, at the presses. You talk with the peoples, with the big peoples, the small papers, so you make a higher the loan.
Yeah. Were there any political organization among the Jewish people?
No, I never belonged. I said again, much organization.
You didn't mix in politics.
No. I just and the Handwerker.
Handwerker.
Yeah, Handwerker. Yeah. So again, much people some belong to the Handwerker.
Yeah.
Is it gewesen the rich peoples from?
Go ahead, Martin.
The organizations, the Bund,
yes.
Mizrahi, Zionism, Mizrahi, and one group,
yeah.
On the organization.
But did not belong to those.
No, you belonged
to just one organization.
Just the Handwerker.
The Handwerker, which was.
I'm not educated.
Yes. Yeah. How about your wife? Was she?
She's a housewife. She's a housewife.
A housewife.
Housewife. Yeah. She's a housewife.
And
after you went as Rachi, in linke Polizei, Polizien, rechte Polizien.
Yeah.
In much.
The Socialisten. This is
ever in every house is the organizations.
Yes.
Yeah.
But. Okay, you lived a good Jewish life, and
yeah.
You didn't. You worked.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You took care of your
yeah,
family.
Yeah, I got four children. I'm happy.
Yeah.
So I'm growing up, every day going started to go on the shoe.
And they're all in good health.
Yeah. After 1932, 1934, started to go on the shoe. I'm happy. The boy come to home from the shoe. They go to Haida.
Right.
You know about the Haida. Learn the Jewish.
Sure.
The Jewish. The girls are the same.
Yeah.
Come to somebody a teacher and then the teacher and teach Jewish. Yeah.
At that time, Martin, in 1932, what's the first time you heard about Hitler?
Hitler came in the German Jewish in I make trouble in 1937, 1938.
No, not that fast. Don't go that fast. 1932 when Hitler started in Germany.
No, Hitler came in 1934.
34. But there was a lot of Agitatsis, given us a agitatsis.
Come after power.
Well, Frigna Fage.
Yeah. I live not far from in Germany.
Yeah.
Not far, half
right.
Hour from Germany.
So, in 1932,
yeah.
Was there any change? Did the Polish people change? Did they become more anti-Semitic or less?
No.
Same thing. Didn't change.
No.
All right, go ahead. So now it's 1932, you have four children.
Yeah.
And you're living in that city.
The same city, the same rooms.
Same city, yeah.
You make a living. Not a big living, half and a half. you know. Yeah. With four children in the house, I one parent I bought myself, you know, is a better hard to make a living.
But you rented a place.
Yeah.
You didn't own a house.
Who can buy a house like here?
Yeah. How about your family? Did they visit you? Did you visit them?
Sometime, and 1 year later, 2 years later, I go visit my parents.
Yeah.
Just of a Saturday, you know. Friday, I go home. I take a ticket and.
And your parents lived about 3-4 hours ride from where you live.
Yeah, from my city.
How about your brother? Did he get married?
He lived the same city with the father.
With the father.
Yeah.
And about your sisters?
The sisters come in my city, and making a living for themselves.
Who did they live with?
In the same city with Island.
I know, but Vemen on the left. Who did they live with the family or did they
live
by themselves?
No, some garbage and then they came in my house living.
Oh.
Yeah.
Four children?
Yeah.
And you and your wife?
Yeah.
And your two sisters?
Two sisters. Before comes one sister. That's the sister. After my wife is very smart. She find for the sister, older sister, a boyfriend.
Oh.
She marry. Uh-huh. And after come, when she, the eldest daughter is married, come to second. From the smaller city, or they cannot find her. The parents cannot find her, you know.
And when your sister got married, did she move out?
No, she didn't say, no.
Stay
moved
with
out.
You?
From my house, moved out. But then after, before.
And you had how many rooms?
In two rooms.
Two rooms?
In the same street.
So they moved out of your house in the same street?
Yeah.
So then your second sister came?
Yeah.
She lived with you?
With me too, yeah.
So
a little, my house, a little with the sister.
With the sister, yeah.
Yeah. Which very easy.
A little crowded, wasn't it?
Yes, very easy, yeah. My sister, that's the she married, comes every day. And to my house in the Brotherland too, very nice.
Yeah.
Jewish.
Nice family life.
Oh, yeah. After mm-hmm. it started, one year she got a boy chick.
A baby.
Yeah, a baby. Uh-huh. Got three children too.
Yeah.
From Hitler and then take everything.
All right. So now it's 32, 33, and you're living there with your family, happy family life. You're watching your children, you're making a living. And you don't belong to too many organizations, you belong to one organization, the Handwerker.
Yeah.
All right, continue, go ahead. So now, what kind of economic conditions? You made a living, all right, in 1932, 33?
Yeah. 33, 34.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the children growing up, I'm happy. The oldest daughter started to go on the show. Mm-hmm. She said, 7 years. Here can start at 5 years over there. 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she learned to be happy, learn what, and come to the daughter after growing up, started to go on the school, the other boy. The other boy.
All right, now let's. Skip 3 or 4 years and let's go to 1939.
Yeah.
That's when the war started.
1939 is the war. Come to war, 1939 is the month.
In September 1st, 1939, Hitler attacked Poland.
Yeah.
And you say you live not far from the border near Germany?
Not far enough, a half hour. The power belongs to Katowice. Belonged before, bis 1940. It belonged to Germany. After the war, you know, the first war, said Poland, das belonged to me before. He take Katowice, Oberschlesien.
Oberschlesien.
Industriefabrik, coal.
What there. Did you say the name of the city was, where you lived?
Bending. Yeah.
Bending.
Not far from Germany, Katowice. It's a big city.
All right, so now the Germans attack, and you must have been one of the first cities that they took, no?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Describe to me the day when the Germans marched into your city.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Then the Germans come in.
Yeah.
1914, when the Germans are coming, the first of all, the nice soldiers, bitte schön und danke schön, the people, everybody, the Polish people, the Jewish people, in 1939, Mörders, Banditen. All the gelaufen, sondern nicht mehr genau geschossen, the most Jewish people. Die rufen Salazara, Basement dran, was behalten.
Wait, I'm asking you the first day when they came in. Was
the first day,
was there a parade?
No, but kein Apparat ist. The soldiers came in mit den Trucks, mit der Ammunition, and started to schießen.
Ever
about that, some get talked to the peoples.
Was there any
states,
Polish?
Everybody stays in the home. The home. Close the doors in the houses. Nobody posted to come out in the street.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Was there a Polish army in that city? No.
Yeah, the Polish army. Hitler bekämpft the Polish army. They take in the jail.
They all captured them.
Yeah.
There was no resistance.
Right. Not far from the Polish, from the Germany.
German border.
Yeah.
How did the Polish people behave that day, that time?
This day, before the Polish people talking to the Jewish people, Hitler come, Hitler checker, you know, he make you trouble. After they make trouble, was I do? And they also like. Then they give also like the Jewish people, nobody won't go out, and nobody. The most of the Jewish peoples, the Jude. We have talked the Jude, the Hitler, but he gave a zombie geist to the soldiers of the Hitler, of the Jewish peoples, the Jude, in a really schlecht. Then didn't send his robbers. So ein Geist haben sie gesucht zu den Soldiers. Sollen sie ein Jude, sollen sie Hagen schlugen, können alles machen.
Did any Polish help the Germans, work with the Germans?
Yeah, the Polish people,
yeah.
Much people, some gave up to help. Some geheißen, the name is gewesen, the name is... they put in the papers, mm-hmm. newspapers,
okay.
To the Polish people, you won't come and help me. Much people say, go. I have to pay it and everything. Some give you the name.
Well, that's all right. It'll come to you a little later. You can give it to me. All right, so the Germans came into your city and they ordered everybody to stay in the house.
In Mattenschutz, Borg in the street, bis 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, it's geschlossen. They closed the house, the doors. Nobody can, who won't? Who walked over there? It's the Polish people and Jewish people, not difference. Who walked in the street after 6 o'clock? That he killed.
Got shot.
Yeah.
All right. So then, were you able to continue to work? Did you have any business?
No. We can walk in this time. After too much eating, we talked. Die Jewish people, die Juden haben brauchen nicht essen. Da haben sie nicht ausgefressen. The Jewish people haben gesagt, also you enough to eat. You eat out everything.
So what did you do for food? What about food?
Food. Eggs, one extra bit. Meat, you don't need that meat. Jewish people don't need that meat. A little bread. And
So where did you go to get the food?
Huh?
Couldn't buy it, could you?
Yeah. The coupons.
Coupons. They had coupons.
Yeah. But after come the police, came the mayor from Germany, make a mayor. He get the coupons. Everybody the coupons. Everybody cost the buy this and this. See, not enough. Not good. And you make business, you know, shoemakers, tailors, everybody, and you buy it. At links, from the Polish people, and you bring food.
The black market.
Yeah, like this.
Mm-hmm. Was there a Jewish committee for the city? No?
Yeah. In German, that's in Jewish, the Yiddish Gemeinde.
Judenrat.
Yeah, Judenrat. In after gewesen, Judenrat.
Judenrat.
That was something macht trouble to Judenrat.
And the synagogues were closed?
Some verbrennt.
They burned the synagogue.
Yeah, brennt sich a big synagogue in the city.
Uh-huh.
Big synagogue, two synagogues, and a badada. One hour, 2 hours, something.
They burned down the synagogue. So you couldn't go to the synagogue.
Who can go to the synagogue?
Yeah.
Who can go to the synagogue?
And everybody stayed home.
Yeah.
And did they have any? Did they force you to go and work? To go out and work?
I worked in my house, private, like before.
Did they have work camps? No.
Yeah. No. Later. I'm the ghettos. In 1941, I'm being pushed into the ghetto. The ghetto was for the Polish people, the old bandit and robbers, who lived over there. But not the Polish peoples, you came in the ghetto, you buy a shoes, you buy this, the German people don't go over there to the Jewish peoples.
Did they force people to work on the roads and in the, you know what I mean, gangs? Did you have to go?
No, the German peoples, the Kinder, to help.
No.
But the Jewish community.
I asked you if they force people to go to work on the roads.
The Juden started to make for the Germany shoe factories,
yes,
tailor factories. Tischler factories, everybody would make money, making a living. When everybody take the mayor from the city, make the books. Who got the books? Go to Germany, you know. Everybody posted to go and see the book.
Did they pay? Anything?
A small pay, very small. I come home from the book, I put the book in my house. For living.
Mm-hmm.
This is living. And every day, every night, they came in other houses to Germany. Some you take the youngsters. They got Germany to vote. Before 1941. 42, I'm one of the Jewish peoples in Germany. After a half years later, in the papers came back, where's we going, freiwillig, you know, but...
Volunteer.
Volunteers,
After a Jewish people, he needed now volunteer in a couple months, he was over about it. And the Germany mayor of the talk the Jewish community center, he needed 2,000 youngsters to the work of Germany.
The
girls and boys.
The Judenrat, no.
The
Then, okay.
Much people in the and I was born in Abadea. They make a living over there. Not too much living, but much people died every day.
All right, so you're living with your family, your wife and four children in this house.
In this house.
And you get work from Jewish contractors, that is?
No, from Germany. Germany.
From Germany.
Factories.
German factories.
Yeah. Factories, and Jewish factories. They make boots. And everything about what they needed.
And you take it, you take the work home, and you bring.
Not the home.
No,
I work in the factory.
In the shop.
Oh, yeah.
Like here.
Yeah.
I go on and do something. Something get paid. A small pay. Opposed to come home, they work in my house for a living. I got four children.
How about the rest of your family? The rest of what happened to them in this time?
What kind of family?
Your father and mother.
Father and mother, I don't know. Father and mother, the last one died.
He died.
He's got too much children.
Yeah.
He's died and he was old. You know,
how about your brother?
70. My brother, he gone to Treblinka.
From the small town.
Yeah, dort,
where he lived.
In I live in Zagombia, then I'm the name, the Dritten Reich belongs to Germany, the Dritten Reich.
Mm-hmm.
In Polish, I'm the take noch Treblinka, only years before. 1942.
Mm-hmm.
In 1942, I'm the gemacht bei uns in the city. But you work better hard, for nothing, what can do.
So then, your sisters and their husbands live in the same city with you, and you live in your wife and so forth. How about your sisters? Were they forced to work?
The sisters' husbands of the detached, not Germany, so they were.
They took them to Germany?
Yeah. My sister, the two sisters lived in my city.
Yeah.
Bis Judenreich. Bis Judenreich.
Judenreich.
What do you mean Judenreich? Judenreich.
I know.
Over there, so Judenreich means so that so clean from Jewish people.
Yes. All right. What year did they make a ghetto when they took all the Jews?
I come to the ghetto in 1941.
The same city.
In the country, around the country.
Yeah.
Around the country. Much people have lived in the yard, but they have a place. They have a place where they live. And they have the furniture and they have a house and they have lived.
Did you have to move out of your house?
Yeah, what do you mean?
To the ghetto.
To the ghetto. Tonight, I am again lucky. I live in a big house. The big house. In the German, this house the people bought the move this house and make over there a factory, for tailors. I moved in before in the ghetto. I got a small room. After 32, 33, the people saying moved in the ghetto. 42, 43.
So now you're living in the ghetto.
The ghetto.
You're working in a shoe factory.
Yeah, every day I'm going to Germany, people, the Jewish people, at least going to
Did you have a pass? Did you have a pass? That you know what I mean? A document?
The German gave me a book.
A book?
Yeah, I work and nobody can make it.
So when you walked in the street,
No, just
in ghetto.
How 2001 mit der Strip.
Yes.
The German peoples war mit mir mit
So now you're living in the ghetto, and how long did you live in the ghetto?
I lived in the ghetto from 1941 to 1943. After 1943, come in August. The holidays. Make Judenrei. Judenrei, my kin from Jewish people from this city. Towered 3 weeks, the Judenrei, every day on the catch. And the people they make the bunkers and houses and the cellars some everything you catch.
And where do they put them? They send them to
Auschwitz.
In Auschwitz.
Yeah. I come with that train.
So they took you and your wife and the four children?
The four children together.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that day?
It's a division of like August. 23, 24 August. My wife, the 3 children, the same hours on the kid, in Gastchamber. Me, I'm young. My eldest daughter, you're old, 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they pushed to the boat, in Lager, special. Separate men, separate girls, separate women. And every day, they go into the boat, my daughter, with a group in thousand, in the boat, with meine ghettos. He was in the drag, he was in the sidewalk, he had a lager, in this way. I live in lager B, and he was in lager C. He was in a lager in Holland, not from Holland. In Czechenlager, maybe the name Czechenlager. After Czechen, the reason B lager. After the reason Zigeuner lager.
Thank you.
I. We didn't ever about the piece of bread. I put it in the packet, and I see my daughter goes both. I put it over there to the drop.
Did you work? Did you work in the
in the ghetto? In the lager. I am a shoemaker. I bought every day. Much people go outside boating, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a shoemaker. I bought shoes, a pair. Come the people, bring the shoes. I fix. And we fit another 100 shoemakers. Thank God. I'm going outside boating. Outside, come and hang the people and die. The winter time, coming home to here in the water. 25 person every day dying, the books. And the books are sharp, not as sharp as the barack.
Yeah.
And the barack had the lift over there, 600 person.
What did your daughter do? She worked too?
She worked too. Aber sie wollten aber 3 months. Haben sie gemacht Selektion.
Yes.
Die Selektion hat gemacht half and half.
Uh-huh.
In a month later machen sie Selektion bei mir in Lager.
Yes.
Bei mir in die Shop. In the
barrack.
Yeah. Is my name is all it haben sie gemacht, and I didn't shred with the man. Cannot talk, I remember.
Well, you want to stop now?
I've been thought I don't finish it. I'm the half and a half.
Yes, they picked half.
And my name is the same gewesen. I'm the guy's close, or the guy's never get close. In that place, it was 1933, 1940, 3 in the night of 1944.
44.
Outside. Outside, like a...
like an animal. Yeah. So you, they didn't pick your name, is that it?
Yeah, so put no the name.
Yeah. This name. Number. Yeah, it was after, just
after,
by luck.
After, they checked, and everything go back. The person go back, and the peoples, they put another place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The copper, like here, like dort, a copper. I work in the shoe job. The copper set gewesen Mengeles. You have Mengeles?
Yes.
Mengeles. Mengeles, gewesen Dr. Mengeles.
Yes.
Er geput the mensch. And after the copper is the foreman over there.
Yeah.
As the foreman sets the Mengeles in Obersturmführer. You take me the best help.
Yeah.
You need the person the work. He said, how much you want? Take. You take seven peoples. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. After a half hour later, he dumped the numbers from everybody, the seven peoples, and go in another place.
So from 100 shoe workers, there was only seven left?
Yeah. More than 100.
More than 100.
Not just Jew makers.
Yeah.
Around the workers, it's in the going this outside Balkan too.
But you stayed in the camp?
Yeah. Some 1,100 persons go in the gas chambers.
But you stayed in the camp and you worked?
Bis the end, when Russian from my daughter to come in, not far from Auschwitz.
Mm-hmm.
Not far from Auschwitz.
It was in 1944, was it?
1944.
Uh-huh.
In 1933, come in from the whole world in Auschwitz. Auschwitz in French,
yeah.
In Italy. In Czech, in Aran, everybody came in, they came in on Auschwitz. I see it, la maison, people's youngsters, girls and boys. You see, they go in the Sonora, booten sich, and after coming in the lager back. But children, old persons, you see, they go in the crematory.
Do you remember the day when the Russians came to Auschwitz? Was it the Russians or the American
army? The Russian army not coming in this place.
Not disclosed to the Russian borders.
No, the Russian come in.
Yeah.
The Russian come in. They gave another 200 miles before. And they take the people.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. We are recording a conversation with Martin
Yoskovich.
This is the third side. We're now discussing with him, I am now discussing with him, his experience in Auschwitz. What was a day like in Auschwitz in the camp? Didn't you record before? All right, now you're home, you're back from work, you work from 6 to 6.
Yeah.
So where did you eat your supper?
Supper, when I was in Napel. So I can't the people who are coming in the world. And everybody. And I can't. I came to the SS in so many times. Jeder block hat got 500 persons, 300 haben sie gekannt. 10 Persons hat er dann. So haben sie gekannt. After the counting, mit der Ragane, mit dem Muft in einen Block, und die kriegen ein little bread mit schwarzer Koppel.
Bread and coffee. You took it back to the barrack with you?
Mit der Ragane, Blocker, ja.
Outside,
wo ich eine.
Either outside or inside. It didn't take long. So what did you do after that?
After this, Everybody go on the outside, you talk to one with the other.
They allowed you to talk to each other?
Yeah, but they can talk to each other inside the block.
In block?
Yeah. I'm going looking for a little bread. Mm-hmm. Another black where the Polish people was. Some of the parents from the home we sent a little packet. Then I had to fix the shoes. So I got the bread, all of this.
So you went around to try to find some food from Polish people who got food from home, and you exchanged your repair for their food.
Yeah.
All right, so now you are, what time did they put out the lights?
The light? When it comes to the dark. Came the dark, is coming the light, in block.
When it got dark?
Yeah.
So then you went inside?
Inside, yeah.
And they locked
it? Bis 9 o'clock, you had the gong.
Yeah.
Auf dem Dach kein Schlucken. Flippen.
The light is out.
Yeah.
Well, can you remember some of the people that were your neighbors in the barrack? Was it all Jewish?
Jewish, yeah, they must have been
Jewish.
Were
there any non-Jewish people there?
Yeah, I can remember a Jewish Koenig. He is not far from me. In Moritz Okkewitter, he lived in Boston.
So you had friendly relations with them? Margaret?
Yeah, Margaret, yeah. Margaret von Zures.
Von Zures?
Von Zures. Einer hat mit ihr am Bier geredet, hat mir die Familie zu genommen. Einer hat einen Bruder zu genommen, Mütter, Parents. Margaret von Zures. Margaret ist du, einer hat gesagt, er hat insbesondere die Prisoners. Eine Dada, man soll überleben, die Frau. Weiß ihr nie, was ihr meint, man soll überleben, die Frau. Man soll überleben, Rostock, ein noch von Hitlers. Von Hitlers Zures. Dada sagt, you see, er will Rostock in Auschwitz, will Rostock leben dich. Du bist drin, ich komme, du leben, ich komme, du sterben, da, du.
Ja.
Das ist gewesen,
There was no newspaper.
Newspaper. Man schrieb in der Welt gut. Ungerissen. So gewesen peoples, rich peoples over there. In some education. Man muss ungerissen in der Welt. Man weiß nicht, wo ich in der Welt. Zu der Welt. Weiß er, wo sind es leid, wenn Menschen noch gestorben waren. Peoples sind gekommen, der älteste, der Transport. Ich kenne Mengeles, Obersturmführer, der Captain, die Young Peoples, na der Seite. Die Schilder mit Old Men, da der Seite. Sei die Wumme, sei der Mann. Mit Schildern der Mörders, mein Weib, wie Young. Das Time, 1933.
43.
She got, she old, never 40 years. She can live. But she got children, grow with the children together, smile the children.
Did you, there's some stories that say that the orchestra was playing while the
orchestra
were walking.
The orchestra, and when they come in, the people come in from the ball.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
In the coming from the world, the peoples, the transport, 200, 300, and that's not the place on the world, the peoples, the prisoners. And they came in with toy, with the door, big door, but the big door was an orchestra. Jewish men are also, they can play it.
Yeah.
The people were coming with transport to go and to the gas chambers. And they were going to be speed, and they were going to be young. spielt, sie sind ja schon nicht schlecht. Spielt. Am 6. Uhr gestellt er solche Sachen. Was mir sie gefiert, in der Schomberera, ich stand auch geschrieben, als Heim. Polisch, ist griechisch, was bringt griechische Jeden, holländische Jeden, ist ausgestanden als, als um sich auszudieren, in der Rat zu gehen, in der Bad, und waschen sich. In der Wahl hat man sich angepusht, in der Schomber. Man hat sich gepusht mit Hint, man soll sich zusammenstoßen. Die Rat sogar da 4000 one time.
Did you ever see any were you ever near the gas chambers?
Yeah, we're going to the bath every 3 months, every 6 months.
Yeah.
And we're doch gegangen doch gewesen. Are doch gegangen doch the gas chambers. Auf drei Zeit, wir tun die gas chambers auf der left side. Und wir merken mit, macht noch geweint als unsere Familie. In the diet here. Mehr bin ich kein Token.
Sure.
Und diese geht Token gewesen, andere mit anderen. Insgesamt mit Diet von nothing. Man hat nicht gekippt, nobody, man hat nicht gefeiert mit somebody. Es sind ja solche people in my life. Bis 1943 bin ich nicht in Court mit nobody. Ich habe nicht gefeiert mit nobody. Warum sind wir das gekommen?
Martin, let me ask you something. Did you know, was there any resistance? Was there anybody, people that did something? You know what I mean?
Nothing you can't make, nothing. Hmm. Nothing.
Nothing in Auschwitz.
Nicht Auschwitz, I feel it in the ghetto.
It meant in Auschwitz.
Auschwitz, nothing. Nothing can't machen, was they can't tragen. But you know what they can't machen. Die lernen die Peoples, educated the Peoples.
Mm-hmm.
Sind sie ganz in Ruhe, und sie haben gehabt, die Ruhe, und sie haben gedeihen. Wisst ihr, he said, im Geiten Schloss leben die Kinder nicht, in Auschwitz. Darf ich mein Leib zu mutschen?
Ja.
And other Peoples haben gesagt, no. Lama de Hitler's leben nama, ich habe mich verleint. Ich habe mich verleint, taking my life.
Yeah. So you don't know whether there was any...
The most haben gemacht ist die educated people, die gelernte, die smarte. I don't care.
They committed suicide?
Yeah. Darf ich zu gehen, sagt er, in Gaschombe, also mit der Gassen.
So there was no attempt to escape. You couldn't do it.
Nothing more. Nothing. What the hitten mit the a ganzen Tag, die elektrisiert, die drohten.
And I think I asked you, there were many non-Jewish people there?
Yeah, I see Polish people, Ukrainian people, prisoners from the war, Russian people, they came over there. Stealers from Warsaw and Poland, from the camps, not from the camps, from the jails.
Yeah.
Come from the jails, much people. Yeah. The people, you see, it's a unsere friends from the big jail from Warschau. Come and say my now in the my friends.
Dein Freund, der Räuber und der Mörder.
The Mörder and the Banditen.
Yeah. Were the non-Jewish people treated any better?
No.
Or the same?
Sie haben sie nicht better, machen nicht geschickt in Gaschombe. Machen sie gehabt die People für so ein paar so ein gemachte Monkey Business, so haben gestealt, so haben doch geschlagen mit den Deutschen, you know.
Yeah.
Die People haben sie gebracht in Auschwitz. Polish People, Russian People, andere. Aber die most People sind gewesen Jewish People. Ja, und die Jewish People, every week, haben sie gemacht, und sie haben besucht die Menschen, ja. Sie haben gesagt, er ist ein bisschen zu redig, ist ein bisschen skinning und dann verschrieben in Gastchen. Also geht every week.
Those that were too weak.
Every week. Every week. They come in Auschwitz, der Nazi-Mörder, der Nazi-Doktor, Dr. Mengele, never you hear from him.
Yes.
I see him every day. With the transport Jewish, they dort gewesen waren train and they got gemacht zum Feuten zum Leben. In also ein Mensch, 30erin, in
Lage
Kinder in Nordamerika, in Lift, mit einer Big Villa, nur in der Welt. Kick doch den, in mit davon wo nicht stehen.
Martin, Morten, you're saying to me that only the Jews were sent to the gas chambers, but the non-Jews, those who are not Jewish, did not go to the gas chambers.
No.
Is that what you're saying to me?
Yeah.
All right, I got that much. Now let's go back a minute to the first day when the Russian soldiers came to Auschwitz.
Yeah.
Describe me that day.
Sie sind die Prisoners. Sie sind die gewesen, die haben gecatcht von der Wall. Haben sie gecatcht und haben sie gebracht nach Auschwitz.
I mean the Russian soldiers.
Sure, Russian soldiers. I'm talking the day
when the Russian soldiers came and free and opened the gates to Auschwitz. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, yeah, mine up, yeah.
Describe me that moment when that happened.
Mr. Guess, when I remember this time when I went to Auschwitz, is my head not to
try? Point. I know you can't try. That morning,
not now, but sometime we come into the beach, we better invite other people started to talk. Everybody cannot talk. This what happened. Na Sachmund kenne ich nicht talk.
Yes, I understand. Just relax. If you don't feel like talking, you say to me, Nathan, let's stop for a few minutes.
Okay.
All right? So we stop for a few minutes. Tell me, see if you can remember the day when the Russian soldiers came and opened the gates in Auschwitz. What happened? What did they do with the guards?
A half a day before, haben sie gejuckt zum Train. Und ich habe mich gewartet, mit raschen Kimmel, der too late. Haben sie gepusht zum Train nach Germany.
Und wir sind
7 days auf dem Train. Und sie haben mich gekannt, fuhren stabil. Ein paar Dinge sind gewesen, die bombardiert die Eisens, die Chines dort.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Essen am Druckwochen, jeder hat Brot, man kann das Brot gut vergessen, der wird ja 5 days hat man nicht gegessen. Mich habe ich zugeweint zu die Zures. Wir kamen nach Dachau.
Wait a minute, so the day before the Russians came, they took
half a day before, they took
everybody from Auschwitz, they put them on trains.
Yeah, noch Dachau.
And they sent them to Dachau. It took 5 days.
Yeah, 7 days about that.
7 days you were on the train.
We came in with the train noch Berlin.
Yeah.
Hab mir gesehen, zerbrochene Häuser, zerhackte Häuser, mir gewesen happy.
Yes.
Wir sind happy, man hat gesehen, in Germany hat man gesehen, die Häuser, mit die kommen, much places, but die Train hat nicht gekannt, moving.
So you left the train, where did you go?
In Train sind wir gewesen, man hat nicht gut rausgekommen.
Not ausgelost.
Nein, SS sind wir gewesen, in Train. Oh. Gut rausgekommen, aber wie wird man gegangen, drei.
So, how did you get to Dachau?
Huh? In Dachau?
Yeah. How did you get there?
With the train at Tigana.
Oh.
Bis Dachau.
Bis Dachau.
In the woods. No Hugelos.
Yes.
Essen noch ein Stück Referenz, ein Mocke, mir jemand hingeredet. Sieben, ich gewählt, not, no. Er hat in 3 days, am der Hirsch, die Schaffer Koch, es haben gekocht, dann gekocht.
And the Germans were still there?
Ja, yeah, ja, yeah, still there, yeah.
Did you see Dachau? Did you see the...
Ja, yeah, Dachau, ja, 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 sie.
Ja.
Yeah. Und es ist gekocht, es ist zwischen Dachau, ist gewesen eine schmale City, gekocht. Yeah. Mit dem Namen von der Sitte. Ein Kofrenk, Mittel-Kofrenk und der Mittel-Dachau.